Right, so now, next inyan in Hashavas Aveda, which is, so what do you do with the Aveda in the meanwhile? So you have this thing, you're waiting for the guy to show up, it has a simon, you announced it, and the guy's not showing up. So what do I do with this thing? Keep it in my closet, sell it, use it. What's my responsibility? So this is the Gemara. It's a very interesting shaila here. So the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Kol Dovar, it's a Mishnah Chav Chesom at base. Kol Dovar, Sha'oisev Oichel, Yasev Yoichel. So if the item, there's expenses in maintaining it, however, it also produces income. So therefore, let it produce the income to cover its own expenses, and then you can continue, and you're mechuyev to do that. It means you're mechuyev to maintain it, as long as you're not spending the owner's money. So therefore, the income will pay for the expenses involved in maintaining it. And that's it. Now, what happens with the leftover money? I'm not sure. Did we say anyone discusses explicitly? Well, the Rambam says that, but I don't know what happens till then. Because someone belongs to the owner. All the revah goes to the owner. And the question is, it doesn't sound like you're even allowed to get paid for your time.
Your labor cost, that's what you're saying. Why can't you get paid for your time?
Because you're mechuyev to do this. It's part of your chiv hashavas aveda.
I know, but it's expensive. This thing needs a worker.
You're allowed to take the expenses.
Meaning, if you would have to hire a worker for it, you're going to stumble out. So you're allowed to be the worker. Okay. V'davar she'ein oisev oichel, but if it doesn't produce any money, and there's expenses involved, then you mocher, then sell it.
Why is this your chiv? Is this because
of Rashi's
with the
behemoth? So we have to.
The owner and all that?
Okay, so let's see. We have to figure this out. But first of all, what's the heter to sell it? What's the heter to sell it? You have to return the item. So what's the heter to sell it? Shenemar, there's a pasuk. Vashevoisoi loy. Return the item to him. Re'ei, you have to go look. See, heich teshivenu loy. You have to go figure out the best way to get it back to him. And therefore, if by the time he comes back, he owes you more money than the value of the item, there's no point, right? Now, why does he have it then? Because he has a whole crew of sheep. So he has 10,000 sheep. So the extra one doesn't cost him that much money. But you have one sheep. So for you, it's not kedai the money to put into maintaining one sheep, right? And therefore, for him, it's more valuable that you should rather sell it. Now, the Katzais and others discuss. So then, what's the mechanism of the sale? Halachically, how are you able to sell it for someone else? I can't go. What's the kinyan? I can't go and sell your item for you. I'm not a baldover to do that. So even if I have a right to do it, how's the kinyan chal? Because and you could say zochin l'adam shel b'fanav, but that's only a halach of zochin l'adam, but not zochin me adam.
But he would want that done.
I know, but there's technically there's no sale. You don't have a power of sale over his item. That's the problem. Okay, but the place can discuss that. Rabbanu Leib Steinman writes in the Elas HaShachar, that's all included in the Pasuk. Now, Shivoy Soiloi tells you, you're allowed to sell it. Obviously included in the Pasuk is that you have the ability to sell it. So anyway, now, Mayiyah Badamim, now you sold it. Now you got money. What are you allowed to do with the money? Rabbi Tarfon says, Yishtamish Boyan, Lefikachim Avdu Chai Brachayusin. You have a heter to use them. Rabbi Kivarim, Lo Yishtamish Boyan, Lefikachim Avdu Ein Chai Brachayusin. No, normally, he says, Machoy between Rabbi Kivarim and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, you're allowed to spend the money. Rabbi Kiva says, you're not allowed to spend the money. Normally, obviously, whenever there's a Machoy between Rabbi Kiva and anyone else, we pass them like Rabbi Kiva. However, in this case, the Gemara says explicitly that the halacha is according to Rabbi Tarfon. So you are allowed to spend the money. However, Shulchan Aruch says, it's only because you sold it. Now, obviously, you spent the money. Now you owe him the money. So it's like you're borrowing the money. You got to write it down and make sure that you know how much you owe him. And then you got to give it back to him when he comes back. Okay? But the Shulchan Aruch says that's only if you found a sheep and you went through the effort of selling it. Now you have the heter to go ahead and buy it and use the money. However, if you found money, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to spend it. If you found the money, you got to give him back that money that you found. You don't have a heter to borrow money from the guy just because you found it. So if you found the $20 bill, you got to separate it, and that's your $20 bill. You know. But here we're talking about where you went through the effort of selling it. So anyway, the money that you have is not the money that he lost. So there's anyway no difference, really. So Mamela, you adjust home the value, you're allowed to borrow the money. Is it a she'ela? Is it a halva? Whatever that, you know, whatever. What?
The $20 in 10 years is worth $10.
Well, anyways, the $20 you're giving.
Anyway, the $20 in 10 years is going to be worth $10. When you borrow the $20, you're also going to pay back $10.
Don't you have a chiyuv to maintain it?
To invest it.
To buy invest
gold?
It? What do you want
buy
to do?
Gold.
Yeah, what if you lose? Then you're going to be in trouble.
Who owns the item?
The owner.
Who could be makdish? Who could use it to be makdish?
Well, that's the question. No, that was the question. This is cash. Why?
Yeah.
What's your ownership to sell it?
Seems like it's more than a showbread.
I mean, where does that come in?
You think you're not allowed to use it? That's the point.
No,
I'm saying, if you found money, you're not allowed to use
money.
It. Okay, so the chayfetz also you say you're not allowed to use it. But what are you asking now? Which point? We learned two halachas. We learned one halacha is, and we have to learn the source for it. That's what I gave out the sheet here. One halacha is that you're mechuyev to maintain it for him. This is another halacha is if it's too expensive to maintain, then you're allowed to sell it and hold the money. And in the meanwhile, you're allowed to use the money. We're saying that's a chiddush. You're allowed to use it because anyway, it's not the money that he found. And since you're tereach in order to sell it for him, you're allowed to borrow the money and you'll own back the money when he comes. Okay, but if you found money, you got to give him back that cash. That's what we said. Now, what's the chiddush that you're allowed to sell? You're allowed to sell because that's the best way of returning to him the money. You're allowed to sell it because otherwise he's not going to get back his value. Okay? Now there's another question, which is, the Gemara discusses here different shiurim. How long do you do this forever? All of a sudden, I found the guy's pet. Now I have to go. I found the sheep. I got to go into the grazing business. I'm not interested. So what's the amount of time? So the Gemara gives a certain amount of time for each animal. Some animals it's 12 months, some animals it's 3 months. It's not important. I mean, it's important, but we're not going to get involved in the details right now of each shear for each animal, okay? But the Gemara...
What's the difference between finding an animal and finding money? In the animal, you're allowed to use the money if you sell it, but the money that you find, you're not allowed to use it.
That's what I'm saying, because the money that you found, you're a shomer on it, and you have to hold it for the owner.
There's no...
And
there's,
you didn't do anything.
There's
you
no
didn't,
cost.
There's no cost. He's not losing anything.
The money is not compensation for
going through the tircha of selling it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Since you sold it on his behalf to save him from losing out, right? You were going to bill him. He comes back. You know, you know, like sometimes you get this bill from the library. You have this, you took out a paperback, you know, a book, and they sell you, you know, by the time you finish, it's 17 years late. So you owe them $7,000 in late fees, right? So you pay them the 15 cents for the book, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no point in holding an item for him. You're going to be laying out all this money and the whole item is worth less than what you spend it on it. Okay. Now, the question is, what is the source? So we said the Gemara says a source. Why are you allowed to sell it? What gives you the heter to sell it? You're like you said, you're a shomer. I found the thing. My mitzvah is to return it. Fine. Now I got. If I make a cheshbon that to maintain it is going to be too expensive, it's going to cost more than the value. I'm allowed to sell it because the pasuk is hashevoisa loy. You're allowed to sell it on his behalf in order to give him back the best hashava saveda. But what's the makar for this whole thing altogether? That I'm a chuyiv to take care of the animal.
We charge the owner after every time it comes.
Yeah, for all your expenses, yeah. But now, you're mechuyev to maintain the item. The Gemara says a little later that if you find an item that if you keep it, let's say you have certain types of clothes, that if you keep them in the closet for a few years, for a long time, the moths will come and start eating it. So you're mechuyev to take it out of the closet every once in a while, shake it out, make sure that it's maintained. Where did that come from? You gotta like take care of the item. You make sure that it's fine. Take the dog for a walk. I found the dog. I found the guy's dog. I'll keep it in a cage. The guy comes. He wants it. Let him come get it. I'm gonna have to start taking the dog for a walk.
He'll find the bones in the cage.
Huh?
You have to feed it. No, he has to feed him too.
I'll feed it, but like I have to go through the whole tircha now of taking care of it and everything.
Exercise.
Bathing it.
Well, you have to feed it. I mean, either all or nothing.
No, because what? Yeah. Okay, so where does that come from?
Also, what if this guy's a very rich guy? So, like, for him, let's say $100, $1,000 an hour, blah, blah, blah. The plus of the guy finds it, $10 an hour, fine. If a very rich guy finds it, could he charge him his time?
I think so. Yeah. So. Or maybe what it costs. I don't know what you cost to hire someone else. Yeah. Now, maybe. Now look at the next on the back side of this one. I printed the Rambam. So the Rambam says, "What's the makar?" Okay. The Rambam says, the Rambam says, what's the makar? It says, "V'tzarech levak perik yigimah alach yed aleph." V'tzarech levak eres ha'aveda. You have to check out the aveda ulebodka, and you know, and see to it that it's healthy. Kadesh lo tifsad v'teyavan me'eleh, that it shouldn't get damaged, as it says. Vashivoyis soiloi. Certain things you leave them outside; they're going to rust. You can't put it there. But even things, that, even if you leave it in the closet, like I said, clothing, it could get mothy, it could get holes, you know, you got to shake it out. Keep, where is it? Vashi voicel from the same pasuk. Re'ei heich teshivenulai. Keitzad. Motza ksus shel tzemem. Na'ara achas shoshim. You found the wool garment, you got to shake it out every 30 days. V'loi yiloi na'ra'a b'makel v'loi b'shnei b'nei adam. V'shoytcha gabi mito l'tzarka b'lvad. V'loi l'tzarka u l'tzarkai. Okay. Now this is the source according to the Rambam. The pasuk is Vashivoisa Loi. That you have to make sure that you return the item to him the best possible way possible. All right. Mm-hmm. So anything which is going to get to the health of the animal or to the well being of the car. Let's say you find certain things. Right. You gotta keep them, maintain them. You gotta, you know, I don't know. Not everything's that way. Right. But certain things. Let's say you have a painting, you can leave it in the closet, it's going to get dust to the point, sometimes it's so thick the dust, it damages the thing. You got to like brush it off, whatever. So, certain things, once they become so old, it's a problem. That's according to the Rambam Ashi Voitzala. Now, here's the question. That's one level. What about, do you have to put forth effort? Let's say this item has potential to make money. When the owner would own it, he would actually not just maintain it, it would actually make money for him. So do you have to go ahead and make effort, put forth effort to try to make money for him on this thing? So look at this. This is a Gemara. The Gemara is before on Daf Chav Zayin.
Find someone's racehorse, you have to now be a horse trainer.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. I'll show you the Gemara. The Gemara says, that there's a pasuk, right? The pasuk by Rosh Chodesh Aveda says, "V'chein ta'aseh l'chamoyroi, v'chein ta'aseh l'simlosoi, v'chein ta'aseh l'chol aveda sachicha asher toiv amenu mitzasa." So it speaks out, right? Chamoyroi simlosoi. It speaks out all these details. Why does it speak out all these details? So the Gemara is trying to figure out why it speaks it out. The Gemara ends up saying that the reason why it says the word shor is to teach you afilu gizas znavoi. Even the giza, even the hairs that grow out of its tail, you got to return to the owner. So look at this little tesis on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Go two pages back. Of Zion Amud Aleph. There's a little Tosis here. Gizas is Novai. Okay? So the Tosis says like this. The Tosis asks Akasha, I don't know, what type of business is this? What value does that little hair have? Im yesh b'shava pruta pshita. If it's worth money, so of course you have to give it back. The main b'shava pruta, so then it's not included. Well, what's this extra pasuk talking about that you got to give him back the hair that grows out of the tail? Says Tosis, Yeshom and Itzdrich, Shechayev Legoizza Beita, Ava Pishain Bashava Pruta, Bashasha Gozza. That this is part of the maintenance of the animal, that you've got to shear it every once in a while. Because this, why? Now, what's Tosis saying? You got to shear the hair of the tail of the cow every once in a while? What does Tosis mean exactly? So the Rosh adds on to the Tosis, and the Rosh says, you know what it means? It means, not for the health of the animal, but the reason you got to do this is because when shechayv le'asek b'shevach aveda logos hazonav kishiyagi hazmanoi ligzos kedei shiyachzer v'yigdol, because hair of cow tail apparently can come to a point where if it grows in nicely, it could be valuable. So you got to go ahead and cut it,
protect the potential, and
cut it so that eventually it will grow nicer, and then that will have value to the owner.
You have to do that?
Yeah, that's what the pasuk is saying. So you got to do that, and not only you got to do that, in the meanwhile, all the little hairs that you cut off belong to the owner too. even though they're not a shav pruta.
That's a separate tax.
So the pshat is that according to Tosis, maybe not, but that's what Lush learns. But the point is, Tosis is learning that in this pasuk it says an extra chiyuv. That not only do you have to return the animal, you got to return it in the way that 2 years later, now the animal, you grow a cow for 2 years. You invest in the cow for 2 years, so that in 2 years it's going to be a better quality cow. It's going to be able to make more money, right? Now the cow's lost for 2 years. He's going to come back. He's going to start from scratch. You've got to train it, and you got to maintain it in a way that now when you return it to him in 2 years, it's ready to go. So now you got to cut off the hair. You got to give it a haircut. You got to do the thing. To
it sounds like that's what you're saying. It makes you a harder. You should be zochet in the peros of that. No, if I helped get your investment.
No, this is all part of the mitzvah shavas aveda.
Wow, what a mitzvah! What if you inadvertently damage the value? For instance, you find a pair of doom and you put something on it and you ruin it, or you find a racehorse. You don't know it's a racehorse. It looks like a horse.
A pshia, you're chayv. If it's an oinus, you're pata, I guess. I mean, pshia means if you should have known, you should have known. But
over here, why can't you say that the pshia is that if you tack it, you don't have to shave it, but if I shave it off, if I do it 6 weeks in a row, I think it's a little tzlachlan. If I do it 6 times in a row, and the first time it's only, I get a half a quarter, the second time I get it. But after 10 times, I have a box full of hairs, and those hairs are now worth a puta.
That's not the way the Russian Tosis is learning. The Russian Tosis is learning, that's the rush, the whole point of the rush. He says, Shechayev lehis asik b'shevach aveda logus azon kishi yagi azmanai kidei shiachse v'yigdol. The point is, you got to give it the haircut so that it will grow in nicely eventually. So this is a pellet. Over here, and this is another source for why you have to take care of the animal. So the Levush, which is what I have over here, the Levush speaks out this whole thing very nicely, and he explains this whole Tosis. And he says the point of this Tosis, it's the underneath the Rambam, he says the point of this Tosis, of this halacha, is that v'im kein beheter gaz afil achi chayv lachzir memela shaminan. Here, it's on the left column, oisid zayin. It's 2 lines before I started underlining it. It says afikach amru, I underlined it. So right before that, it says umemela shaminan. The hamoitze aveda chayv letapelba kedei laashbicha. You even have to be metapel in aveda to give it its full value. Kigoyin hachash etzarch legoizeza kedei shetarza v'tigdol.
What's
tapel? To metapel with it means to be busy with it, to take care of it. Lefikach amru chazal kol zman shehaveda hi etzloi. Once you, chazal say, when you have the aveda by you, loy sagi sheitapel ba kedei shelo tifsad. It's not enough that you work with it so that it shouldn't lose value. El tzarach afilu lehashbicha. You have to give it value. The mashadarka came. What the normal thing is, he going logs was atzayin bezmana olaniach etzlo kedei shidarzav zigal afilu gizas. Even the hair of the tail of the shor. That's an extra chiddush of the Torah, and the Shach speaks out that it's not a steer, the source of the Rambam and the source of the smack, because it's two separate halachas. One halacha is you have to make sure it doesn't lose value. There's a new chiyuv. You even have to make sure that it maintains potential value. Now, I don't know how that plays out in nowadays, really, in regular items besides the animals.
There's
I mean,
some point where you're going to be matriach too much, and it's going to cost the
you.
Find
a silver object, you might have to polish it.
Yeah, because it gets could we come to a point that if it gets too rusty. That too, whatever it's called, tarnished, that you can't even polish it anymore, right?
What about when it starts getting impeding on your service of what your normal obligations are? So you have to take care of this, but you have a field to be an employee at a work. Like, at what point does you?
Well, if it's going to cost you money to do it, which is more than the value of things, so sell it.
So you have that permissibility to sell
you
it.
You can't daven mincha and do Hashavas Aveda. That's
the question. Now the Gemara says that if you're so busy doing Hashavas Aveda. Now you understand the Gemara. The Gemara says that one of the reasons why, we're going to learn soon, one of the reasons why you're a Shomer Sachar, is there's a machlokes in the Gemara if you're a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. What level of responsibility do you have towards the Aveda if something happens? So the Gemara says that it could be you get reward, you get paid for it. What are you getting paid? You're getting paid because now if someone is going to come to your door and ask for tzedakah, you can tell them, sorry, I'm busy, I'm doing a mitzvah. What are you doing? I'm watering the plants. That's not a mitzvah. No, it's the plant that I found, that I found this neighbor's plant, and I'm busy watering it, so I'm doing a mitzvah. I don't have to pay you, I don't have to give you tzedakah. Because it's oisik b'mitzvah, patam in a mitzvah. I'm doing a mitzvah right now. Well, Okay, so you told the wife to tell them that I'm busy.
Put the phone in front of your door.
Right now.
The video bell.
Now. So anyway, but this is the chiyuv. Again, I'm not sure exactly all the nafkaminas of nowadays, but it's a very interesting concept. I mean, the idea of how vait the Shomer Aveda goes, that it's not just enough, you're mechuyev l'tapalba all the way, until the point that unless it's going to be too expensive to maintain it, then you're allowed to sell it. Once you sell it, you have the money. Once you have the money, you can borrow the money and you can pay him back, later.
But it's
okay?
More than too expensive. The expense has to be greater than the value of the animal.
Right, exactly.
So, but what if you have limited amount of money and you want to use that for your own investments? You don't want to spend it on this guy's cow. You want to spend it doing whatever you're doing. You know, you are obligated to
I don't want to use my capital on that, because by the time the guy comes back, then go try to get the money from him.
Yeah. You never have to spend your own capital.
No, how are you going to spend money?
You never spend your own money. You spend your own time. Never money.
Yeah, money.
No, you have to spend money.
Sure.
You have to feed it. What do you mean? Where are you getting the animal food?
But I get to deduct it
that when he comes back to me, when he comes back, he'll have to pay me. But I don't have the money right now to lay out.
Money has to come.
I have to go to Petco now. I'm not interested. Right? So, but that's the mitzvah. Now, if you don't have the money, you don't have the money.
But you don't want to use it for that. You want to use it for other things. You're for buying merchandise.
I'm not sure. I mean, you also don't want to spend it on a lulav either. But it's a mitzvah. I'm not sure.
Let's say you're going to sell it and no one wants to buy it for the regular market value. Are you allowed to take a loss when you sell it?
What?
For less than it's worth, usually? Like, let's say you want to sell it and, like, you know, you put it on the market for a couple of weeks, no one's buying it.
Yes, whatever the price is. I don't know how to get
it. Sometimes you got to go down with the price, and you choose it's going to be a problem.
No. Okay. Now, this is the chiddush of the Lavush, and this is how he explains that Gemara. Now, here's a question. Let's say you did not take care of the animal properly, okay? And because of that, or you didn't take it out, you didn't take the animal, you didn't shake out the jacket. You come up, the guy says, I lost my jacket. Great. Oh, fine. It was a little, I folded it up. I put it in a drawer. Oh, it's wrinkled. It's crazy. Dry cleaner is this, that, fine. So something happens to it. Okay. And you didn't take care, because you didn't take care of it properly, it got damaged. Do you have to pay for that damage? Is that considered your nezek?
Well, I mean, what?
Is it a pshia, or is it like, you know, why am I obligated to do that? I mean, now here, let's take an example. The Gemara says, that let's say you give me, I'm a shomer. You give me your fruit. You say, I'm going away for the weekend. Do you mind watching my, whatever it is, watching my fruits, okay? I have stuff in my fridge. I'm going to put it in your fridge. When I come back, I'm turning off all my appliances. Come back, I get it. In the meanwhile, the fruits are starting to spoil. So the Gemara says you should sell the fruits. Okay, you should sell it. What if you don't sell it and they spoil? Are you chayiv to pay him now? I wasn't mazik him, right? That's for sure not. But there's two. So the Machnefraim has a very geshmak shayla on this. Machnefraim says, what's your obligation to sell it? I'm a shomer. I have to watch stuff for him. Why do I have to sell it for if he's out of town? If he's in town, by the way, then you definitely don't have to sell it. He should come back, check on it every once in a while, and he should sell it. But if he's out of town, so then why do I have to sell it? So the Machlokes says, is the pshat, because that's part of your chiyuv shmira, and that goes into watching it for him. Or no, watching it for him is watching it for him, but this is a separate mitzvah. Of Hashavas Aveda, that you mechuyev to make sure people don't take a loss. Right? For example, let's say in general, let's say he wouldn't have given it to me, but I walk by his house and I see his plants are dying. I see this guy's plants are dying. So it could be Atzah Hashavas Aveda, I should water them for him.
This is the part when you see someone's car
door open. Right, I see the guy's car door open. We have to close it because there's a chiv, we're going to learn about that, but there's a chiv of Hashavas Aveda is to give back, make sure people don't take a loss. So here I see the guy's fruit is spoiling. So maybe, I have to go sell it. So he says the nafkamina is between these two tzadim. If you didn't do it, you have to pay. If it's just hashavas aveda, so if I didn't do it, I don't have to pay. But if it's because of mechir veshmira, nilchayr ma pesheya. Pesheya means I was negligent. I didn't do what I was supposed to.
You know the damage that's going to be done right
and
now.
And I'm not doing anything about it. No, I'm talking about a regular shomer, not because you found an item. It's not like I gave you fruit to watch.
Not the case
for you. Yeah. Exactly. So, exactly. So the Lemaisa in the Radvaz and in the Yavitz, they both say that you have to pay. If you didn't sell it, you got to pay. So listen to this. So you find the guy's item, you find the guy's plant, whatever. You find this plant in the middle of the street, you gotta bring it in. Now you water it. Okay, you're watering, the mice, it's going, this, that, the other, cholmoy, you know. So now you're you don't want to water it, and now all of a sudden it starts dying. And whatever. So you sell it. Bottom line is the guy comes back and is dead. So you gotta pay. Not only
after all that,
right? So
there's no pashia, but just the fact that he lost.
At what point did you have to pay? If the guy never came back, would you still be chayiv in the money? At what point is the chiv mamon?
Well, if the guy's not here, so who are you paying?
No, I'm saying, are you chayiv though? Are you still chayiv? At what point are you chayiv?
You're chayiv. He doesn't come.
Well, this is a really expensive
mitzvah. So the mic.
If I walk past the Rav Eder,
no, then Avadam Nachayev.
Why?
Because it's not me, because that Chiv Hashav is not a Chayev anything. But over here, I'm a Shomer, and it's not my Shmira I have to. That's how the Rav Eder explains it. Because I became a Shomer now, and it's my Shmira I have to do it.
But there's no for a Shomer that I have to. It's a Xeris Akasa that you have to be.
No, I didn't say you have to pay him back if he didn't make Havacha, but if it's gonna get damaged and you didn't take care of it, you gotta pay. According to the Radvaz.
The guy watered it.
Okay, so if it died by itself, he wasn't Peshea, then fine. But if he was Peshea, he was negligent, and because of that he lost it. So you gotta pay. This is the same Pesach question Perek Vav brings down. He says, He says here, if it got damaged, but he says, well, most poskim sound like you have to pay if you didn't do it.
So you're watching an animal for a year and a half, and one day you forget
the feed
him,
he dies, right?
Apparently.
I'm
scared
to come to
next year.
So, the Maisa...
Don't pick it up.
It's a big Kiddush, this whole thing.
It's a big problem.
Right, no, it's a Kiddush, that's called Pshia. I mean, I didn't do anything wrong, really. I'm just not doing this extra Chiyav of, you know, maintaining it.
Every Shomer, it's not as if you get a Gneva Vagari, forget Aveda, it's not as if you're watching my things, I'm out of town.
What?
You're watching my item for me, I'm out of town. Is there any difference?
No, the Radvaz holds your chayiv there too. Okay, so this is the mice, if you think about it, we learned this whole time, how do you give back the item? Okay, so giving back the item is not so pashut either, and it's not so pashut to figure out who the owner is. So by the time you're finished, you know,
really
you're going to pick it up. You may not ever give it back to the guy. You're going to put out all this money. It's just interesting, the mice. There's a lot of.
For the love of long sales, I mean, I like.
Okay, so we got it. We're gonna get involved in that. But what we didn't talk about is what about using it in the meanwhile? So this is what about you have something which it doesn't really, you know, are you allowed to assume that the guy wouldn't? Let's say you found tefillin, you found sfarim, you found certain things. Are you allowed to use them in the meanwhile at least? Or try to, you have to put them in the shelf and keep them separate until the guy comes. Right, so if it needs to be used, but let's say it doesn't, so if it doesn't need to be used, can you use it? That's another Shaila,
and what's the answer to that?
We'll have to see, it's all shit.
Stay tuned next week.
Well, next week is Sunday, it's Shua, so after that.
No, we could have it.